right. I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this rainy, stormy November 13th, 2025.
All right, Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Fardella?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia and Director Garcia are absent.
Okay, will you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, folks. Okay. Got my right-hand girl here, or left-hand girl. Too high of a motion.
Oh, I move we approve the agenda as presented. Don't even have to ask.
I know, I'm like, okay. And do I have a second?
Seconded.
Okay, thank you, directors.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia and Director Garcia are absent.
I mean, you're my girl. I'm counting on you. Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any board member that wants any of these items pulled and discussed? And if not,
I move.
Thank you.
We adopt the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Thank you, sir.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
And Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia and Director Garcia are absent.
Okay, moving on. There were no presentations this evening. Moving on to the General Manager's Report. Hello, General Manager, new grandma.
You have a chair and our amazing board. First of all, I would like to give a couple thoughts and prayers out. Again, for Lupe. Oh, first of all, for Lupe, the loss of her husband.
Conrad.
Yes, Conrad. And for a Contra Costa County security guard, Victor Johnson, who was deceased today, he was found in his car while he was guarding the preschool today.
Oh, no.
And he was unresponsive, and he deceased.
Sunnyside?
Huh?
The Sunnyside one right here?
Yes, uh-huh, and the Spark Point Center.
Was it health-related, or was it?
It was health-related.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
They did a thorough investigation, just, you know, yes. What happens here. So it was a long day, a lot of mercy vehicles, but for his family, thoughts and prayers as well. Jasmine sent an update report, if I could read it.
Yes.
The Ambrose Community Garden continues to operate and remains accessible to members, currently under limited on-site management. I have been overseeing the garden operations and communications remotely while ensuring ongoing maintenance and accessibility for current and new renters. Over the past 3 months, the garden has received 6 inquiries for plot rentals, ranging from individual community members to local day groups interested in using the space for educational and recreational purposes. This continued interest demonstrates strong community engagement and the ongoing relevance of the garden as a local resource. Garden rental plots remain available and active. I will continue to provide remote support, coordination, and communication until on-site leadership transitions are finalized. To improve the safety and appearance of the garden, debris removal, weed control, and general site tidying was done Friday, November 7th, to prepare the space for winter gardening and new member plots. Jasmine, but I do want to note that Jasmine is remotely coordinating a volunteer garden cleanup day, the second Friday of every month, beginning January, to prepare the garden for the spring season.
Second Saturday, you say?
Second Friday of the month.
Did she say the time?
No. She was just coordinating that.
Okay.
The applications of the Contra Costa County to repair Lindbergh Walkway ADA compliance standards through the park impact fees and park dedication funding has been reviewed and approved to go to Contra Costa Board of Supervisors. And that'll be next month. Just received bids and hoping to start the project as soon as possible.
Yes!
Final contract for Measure X is signed. We now can request reimbursement for the funding for our team leadership and academic programs. So we're really excited about that. Saturday, November 22nd, Ambrose District and Bay Point, all in one, will be hosting a turkey and all the fixins mm-hmm. giveaway at our community center, 9 to 12 p.m. This will be a drive-by giveaway only. No walk-ins and no more than two families per car. Looking forward to providing Bay Point community a great Thanksgiving.
Can I interrupt for a minute? Is this one where they already know the families and they've had them come by, or is can I tell my...
You can tell your group, and okay. we have it on our social media and on our website page.
Okay.
I saw
and
that.
And they are sending it to the churches. I believe they're going to have a lot. We have two truckfuls of turkeys and chicken. And then on Friday, all the produce will be delivered here, carrots, celery, potatoes. It'll be boxed up. They'll drive by, we'll give them the box, and then they'll take out of the truck a turkey or a chicken and give it to each family.
Wow.
So you're accepting people outside of Bay Point, or do they have to show their residence?
All-in-One is handling the giveaway, so I'm just basically taking care of the getting it ready and having the location and setting that part up. But they're okay. doing whatever they do for the giveaway.
Okay.
Their standard procedures is what they told me. So however they did it before. Love a Child Mission. We'll be providing our community with Candy Cane Lane Light Extravaganza, and that's going to be on Willow Pass and Bella Vista Avenue on the corner there. And they would like to share their holiday spirit by putting lights around our center, Ambrose Community Center, to celebrate the holidays, and they will be doing that for us next week.
Wow, very cool.
Hyphy Green Infrastructure Project will be hosting a community forum to get additional input as they develop the center's project plans. We also will have the informational session from the Resilient Hub Group as they collaborate to enhance these projects at the community center and the park. The community forum will be on December 3rd at 6 p.m. here in the boardroom, and the community's input is needed to finalize these projects.
Okay.
Now we'll be finalizing the green infrastructure and starting to enhance and develop the Resilient Hub project, but they're going to work collaboratively. The watershed project in Contra Costa County will have a community tree planting workshop Saturday, December 13th at 9:30 to 1 at Lindbrook Park as part of the county's effort to grow new trees and develop an urban forest management plan.
That's December
13th? At 9:30 at Lindbrook. Volunteers will learn how to plant and maintain urban trees and get their hands dirty, helping us add new greenery to our community. Asking all community to be a part of this great event, and they're also looking for volunteers to enhance this program within Bay Point.
Love it.
Received an update from Sandra, and the aligned communities are still waiting for the already approved signed entitlement package from the county. So she says she can see it's still moving forward.
Great.
So we'll be having our Thanksgiving dinner giveaway Saturday the 22nd, 9 to 12. At the Ambrose parking lot, Ambrose Community Center parking lot. Breakfast with Santa, Saturday, December 6th, 9 to 11, with a great breakfast and lots of toys and fun. And our YDCL group is getting additional toys for our youth.
Oh, cool.
Sheriff Toy Giveaway will be December 17th, and that'll be 6 to 9 p.m. here at the center. And the Senior Holiday Dinner, sponsored by the Bay Point Chamber, and the Keller Mitigation Fund will be Friday, December 19th at 5 p.m.
Lots of events.
I know.
Lots going on.
That's cool. Yes.
And I do have some renditions as we finally getting closer to finalize the green infrastructure project, if you would like to take a look at those later.
Madam Chair,
yes, please.
I'd like to request for a JPEG of the announcement. I think I emailed it to you of the tree plant.
Yes, I did. I tried to do it in JPEG. I couldn't. I left them a message asking if they could resend it to me in JPEG.
Yeah. I was hoping I could do it, but I somehow cannot. I think it's locked.
Could you do it? Oh, okay.
It was. I don't know why.
It was locked for me.
It was locked for me.
Because the company, when they sent it.
There's workarounds for everything.
Yeah.
So there must be.
I'll send it
there
over to Jessica and so she can
if
send it.
If you could do it, please. Because
okay.
I want to share it because we have a next, we have a Bay Point Garden Club nextdoor.com where people can see this. And and I did share it with the Garden Club yesterday.
Perfect.
Okay. Do you have any questions for the general manager? Can I have a couple questions? The December 22nd, the turkey dinner, do you have the hours for that, did you say?
The senior holiday dinner?
No, the November 22nd.
Oh, the it's 9 to 12.
9 to 12, yeah. And it's just a drive-thru?
It's just a drive-thru.
Okay. And then the December 3rd, are you couching that as a workshop, or how are you couching that?
It's a community forum, input forum.
Okay. And it's right here?
And it's here.
December 6th, right?
That's yeah. December,
December 3rd.
Six. December 3rd.
Okay, at 6 p.m. So we have a December 3rd at 6 p.m. Yes. December 6th from 9 to 11. That's a breakfast. Mm-hmm. Then we have a December 13th.
That's the watershed.
Mm-hmm. That's the plant the trees. December 17th, sheriff. December 19th, senior dinner. And does
you know, my apologies.
Yep. No, you can't change anything. I already wrote it in pen.
Okay, I did not have that in there, but the Green Infrastructure Forum is here on December 3rd.
That's 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that.
Yes, you said that.
Okay. Okay, perfecto. All right, thank you. No other. Thank you so much, General Manager. Appreciate it. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, no legal counsel report. Moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Okay, I'm closing it out to the public and bring it back up to the board. Moving it on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. First is a monthly maintenance report.
Yes, great news. I did have on the top that the backflow inspection was this week. I just received all the inspections from all of our parks and everything has passed. So everything is completed.
I'm sorry, I missed the first word of that.
We have a backflow inspection in all of our parks yearly, which was this week.
Great.
And we passed. All of our backflows passed.
Nice.
Yay.
Yeah, this is, I think, so I've been here from the first year, so it's great.
Yeah.
Owls Lane, nothing to report. At the Ambrose Center Park, the open fence in the back parking lot has been fixed.
Saw that.
We're still manually controlling the sump pump, but we're working on that. We did have a leak on the heater. It was profusely leaking. We were losing a lot of water, and it was one of those maintenance things that had to be done right away. So another up that water bill at the Aquatic Center a little bit, but we have gotten it fixed. Lynbrook Park's reseeding is completed. We did put back up the Proposition 68 sign. I did have another one here. We had two nights of very bad graffiti done inside and the outside of the playground, and that has been cleaned up and removed. And the tree stumps have been removed for the area that we took those trees down last month. And that's about it.
Do you have any questions for the general manager? How about you, Director? Nope. Have we turned off the water to any of our parks that aren't on wells for the winter?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
actually, as of yesterday, though, because it was quite warm, and
yeah.
We kept them on. But yesterday, we did turn them off.
You guys are good. I like that. Okay. And then, was there a chlorine leak at the pool?
Chlorine leak? No.
Why do I? Must be my other park district. I don't know where I got that. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's it. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? Okay, I'm closing it up to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Next, consider authorizing the general manager to apply for community development block grant to replace the Ambrose Community Center TPO roof.
What's TPO stand for?
It's a type of roofing. They usually have shingles. This is more like a plastic that's basically sucks on the ceiling, and that a flat ceiling type of surface that they apply for roof like ours. And it has seen its day.
I've seen a couple buildings done on that stuff, and it holds up really, really well, and really does it. It's a great way to go, especially for older buildings
like this. And this was great because the CDBG grant is seeking proposals for acquisitions, constructions, and rehabilitation of public facilities, which we fall right in that realm. As you can see, we fixed our ceiling, fixed the tiles, and it rained today.
They're not asbestos, right?
No. Yeah, that takes it. And, you know, we had the $12,000 worth of damage in the Career Center and, of course, our office. So we have a few buckets around the building. So this is something that I think is truly needed to help this deteriorating building go. What happens with that is it gets, like, frayed after years and years.
Sure.
So we have to go up there and keep the leaves off of it and any type of, moisture up there. And you can see some areas when you step on it, it has air in it. It's not supposed to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's gotten to the point, and this is for the entire building. We do have some of the tiles up there, but all of our tile areas have the solar. Mm-hmm. So we had those repaired before we put in the solar. It's different tiles before we put the solar in. So it's just the TPO surfacing that we need.
Do we have enough water intrusion that we're concerned about possible dry rot? Are we going to inspect that?
Yes, we did. And in we had the almost 6 months the Career Center closed due to that exact reason. They had to take everything out, clean between the sheetrock out, had some 2x4s replaced because of the constant
dry rot. Certainly is an issue, and even worse if it goes to mold, then we've really got a problem.
And again, in this large building, there's lots of nooks and crannies, so we try to stay on top of inspecting any type of wet areas, but can I guarantee 100%? No, but we are trying to stay on top of it.
Great.
Do you have any questions for the general manager?
I did. I lost it.
Do you have any questions for her?
I do want to also reiterate, too, that the quotes that we got is between $295,000 and $305,000 to do the roof.
Oh, I do have an argument.
Yeah.
How many square feet is a roof?
You know, I can't tell you offhand, but I do have it on my quotes.
If you could forward that to me at some point soon, that would be great.
Because the building's a little bit bigger, but the square footage of what the ceiling we have to replace is not as much as the size of the building because of the tile. And then the great thing about the CDGB grant is the district has to only match 25% of the cost of it. So the CDB fund pay around $225,000, and we would have to do between $75,000 and $77,000, depending on what our quotes are.
Great.
Madam Chair.
Yes, please.
Yes. When is the deadline to submit the grant?
December 13th.
Okay, we really need to do this now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I just want to get approval first, and then because this was a very large sum of money, and then I can get that grant in there. I'll get it. I have it half complete, but I just wanted to get approval and things like that. And then once we do that, we send out the bids. There's the protocol, and we'll have to go prevailing wage and all the criteria that goes along with the CDGB grant.
So I did everything kind of backwards tonight, so let me just ask if there's any member of the public that would like to make a comment or have questions on this item at this time. Okay, I'm closing it to the public, bringing it back up to the board. I don't have any questions, so. Leaving it to you, May.
No,
yeah.
I just want to comment that I really appreciate you being on the ball and seeing the opportunity for us to get this money to address an issue we've got right in front of us, so thank you.
Aye. And I really have to agree with that because our good general manager has always been good with looking for money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is really important for a small district like this, so we really appreciate that. Thank you.
So do I have a motion?
I move. authorize the general manager to apply for a community development block grant to replace the community center's TPO main roof.
Seconded.
Okay. Thank you, directors.
Director Prolixson?
Aye.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Lopez-Garcia and Director Garcia are absent.
Okay. Okay, no public hearing, no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments on items for next month's agenda. Each member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments within the jurisdiction of the board of directors.
Director Cardella, do you have anything?
Just that if anybody's into Spanish music, there is a band called Los Wizards who was just nominated for a Grammy, and the day after I booked them at Music City in San Francisco. So I'm promoting a show with Los Wizards and a young man named Tio Bach, who's a big pop singer in Spain. Just a nice kid. So anyway, Music City in San Francisco on the 21st. It'll be from 8:30 to 10 o'clock.
Awesome.
Be there, be the square.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
Is that December 21st? Or?
No, it's
November
next Friday,
21st.
Okay.
8 days away. Wait, I almost forgot.
Okay, go ahead.
In San Francisco, and I don't know, I'll take lots of pictures and share it with you. I don't know if we could ever do anything like this and create some revenue from it, but they put on a show every year for the holidays at the Botanical Gardens in Golden Gate Park.
Mm.
And this year they've really gone crazy because they've hired us to organize everybody, and it's called Lightscape. It starts on the 21st of November.
Yeah.
And if anybody here wants to go, just let me know. I have tickets for soft opening on the 20th.
On the 20th?
Next Thursday.
Okay, let me look at that. But it starts, because it's evening, right?
So yeah, it's 5 to 8.
5 to 8.
Yeah.
That's good, because the traffic is the other way.
And just text me a reminder.
I will, yeah. I'd love to. And all you do is you just ride in the car and you go around? Is that how you... Or
no,
you
I
walk
think you
around?
Walk around.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I must have heard of something else. But, yeah.
I've been seeing them as they've been constructing the different exhibits, and it's just really awesome. It's going to be fun.
Awesome. That'd be nice to do. Mm-hmm. There is something similar that I've heard about. I guess it's in Pleasanton at the Alameda Playgrounds, where you just ride a car and they have all these lights around, and, you know, that would be ideal for us.
Oakland Zoo has Glow Up as well, which is sort of similar.
We can think of something like that soon. Anyway, for my end, I was happy to represent the board and also the Torlakson Whole Child Institute on Wednesday last week. The Torlakson Whole Child Institute put together Parents Night, where we had parents and their students go to Concord High School and meet with 11 building trades unions who brought their stuff so that the students and the parents can do hands-on experience with whatever the trades are offering. This is to let parents know that there are other ways that students can succeed in life besides college.
Brilliant.
We had 750 registered.
Wow.
And we had to close registration because it was too popular.
Yeah.
But people were still calling. But we had a lot of people, and we had a reception before that. The state superintendent, the current one, was there. Congressman Mark Desaunay was there. A lot of local officials, including, of course, the Mount Diablo Unified School District Board Chair and all the others. So Tom, I had to represent Tom, and I spoke, and I got a little certificate and all that. But they did say that I was the director of Ambrose Recreation Park District.
Nice.
So it was a great night, and people were really pumped up. And because we were telling kids, okay, you have other choices, not just college. And you can enjoy what you want at the same time, because you could see these kids light up when they say, oh my God, this is how welding is. That I don't really need to do the welding. I can just use a computer and that thing will do it for me. Or they're having fun walking up going up the post with all gear so they can try it, you know, and just working with their hands. So anyway, I was happy to see all the parents and the students.
What college was this held at?
It was at the Concord High School.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Neat.
That sounds great.
And we're hoping we can do it again next year.
Neat.
Yeah. And thank you for helping us with the promotion, too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Conrad Lupe's husband, his celebration of life is on November 18, I believe. Just wanted to be sure I have it on the right spot. It's on Lupe's Facebook. But I think it is November 18.
It's next Tuesday?
Yes. Let me just make sure I'm not giving the wrong dates. No, that's not the one. Bear with me, I'm looking for it. No. I'll just look at her Facebook. Lupe Lopez Garcia. Sorry.
No, you're okay.
There it is. Oh, no, that's not her. Here, this one. Oh. I don't think it's there anymore. Anyway, I think it's November 18, but I will confirm it with you guys. Mm-hmm. And it's at the Pittsburgh Chapel.
Are you going to text us or what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just share it. I'll text it to you.
Okay, perfect.
I have it here somewhere on, but I have too many text messages.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah. And also, of course, you know that Director Garcia is still recovering from
She
her
sounded
surgery.
Really good, though.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn to our December meeting?
To adjourn this meeting to the December meeting.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you. I have to change around my first and my second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All those opposed, no. I'm so used to saying MT first.